This is Sandy Brown Jensen, and you're listening to Viz City.
And I'm Terry Way. Today we're going over to Maude Kearns, look at the show called Persona. But before then, I had opportunity to go up in the Lincoln City area.
Road trip, right.
And visited the Freed Gallery, which is just on the south end of Lincoln City. Hadn't been there for a while. Wonderful gallery. I had a chance to talk to Lee Freed. Mm-hmm. She's dynamic and knows all about her artists. It's a pleasure to get all of that background information. I was really taken, all the things in the gallery, by Philip Charette, who's a Yupik mask maker out of Alaska. His masks are not carved like we've described some masks in the past. These are made more of wood, bone, teeth.
Multimedia.
Right.
Wonderful.
Beads, all kinds of things. One that particularly spoke to me, and I look down here and I see that the name of it is Spirit Dance, so maybe the spirit was talking, I'm not sure. 32 inches tall, kind of up on stilts. It was just a wild thing, and it was just wonderful, but it was really nice to see Freed Gallery right on the south end of the Lincoln City.
Well, we will be up there over spring break, and we will check it out.
You'd love those masks. Well, the other thing that we need to be checking out is it's spring radiothon time.
It is, and I want to tell everybody how much I have loved being part of the KLCC family. It's been, I'm going on 3 years now.
Wow.
And one of the things I love the most is going out in the community and people saying, I don't know who you are, but I recognize your voice.
Yeah, I know.
And just engaging me in conversation.
Right.
And I just love that. So I hope people dig deep and really...
Right.
Well, participate.
Yes, we're asking everyone in listening to us now to engage with KLCC and give a call or get online and donate.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's go over to Maude Kearns here in Eugene. The show there is called Persona. There are three artists, two from Eugene, Lillian Almeida and Kathy Tiger, and one from Philomath, Judith Sander. Big difference in these. They're all focused
different.
On people. Primarily faces.
The exploration of human character is
right.
What they were calling
but
it.
But very different. That's the only common thread.
Well, which one did you like best?
Well, Kathy Tiger. I've been
yes.
watching her development, and I've seen a couple from her tattoo series, which I think almost everything in this show is the tattoo
That's
series.
Right.
She does an interesting thing. She'll draw with pencil a complete figure, or usually a head. And then she'll kind of go in for a detail shot, if you will, and do a very naturalistic watercolor, colored pencil. She uses several ways to get there. In this case, in the tattoo series, the detail usually involves a tattoo. It may be on an arm or somewhere.
Yes, my
but it's a very intriguing kind of
one of my favorites
thing.
Is the back of a woman's head with an upswept hairdo. And it's all in black and white, as you said, but there's a very handsome red tattoo on her neck, and it's the only part of the composition that's in color.
Right.
It's called
right.
Her Name is Rose.
Right. My favorite one was Nuda Veritas, and it's the kind of an Art Nouveau tattoo on this young woman's arm. And the rest of the woman is just a pencil drawing, an outline kind of a thing. But they're fun to look at.
Well, I loved all three artists, really. Judith Sander really took my narrative imagination away because it's hard to describe. As I understand it, first of all, she collects items and then she writes on the surface of her canvas a story. I mean, there's also all kinds of words and pen and pencil. And then she removes the words and reworks the process with pastels and acrylic mediums. And it ends up with these wild pieces that look like stories to me. And if I could just mention one, was very mysterious, called The Betrayal of Alice, with the little small figure of Alice and the rabbit in the lower right corner, and then this full-grown adult woman with this basket of fruit. And, you know, obviously it's adulthood and fertility. So I presume that adulthood betrays the child, Alice. And
well,
there's a whole story there.
Right. They look like little Victorian dollhouse scenes and painted. And the image I'm looking at right now has a very large pink flamingo with a top hat on. So I'm not sure what the symbol
well,
is of
particular
that.
Well, that particular one's called The Reluctant Princess. And you'll see our princess is showing her legs, and she has an adventurer's hat on. and there are two other women, presumably her mother and older sister, mm-hmm. trying to give her the crown and saying, be an adult. And she's just saying, no, I'm having nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
Like, and she has an owl on her lap.
She has other plans.
That's right. A reluctant princess.
Right. Lillian is way different than these other two. These are painted on canvases that are probably, at least I didn't measure them, but they're like 40 by 40 inches.
Very big.
And when you walk into the gallery, they're in the big room. And you look around, and they're very pointillistic, I guess.
That's
spattered,
the right term. Impressionistic.
Right, impressionistic. And they read perfectly. But then as you walk up nearer to them, it just falls apart.
That's
you
right.
You can't see anything.
I love that. Well, she says that she's interested in psychological states and how the brain recognizes and decodes faces. And you can really see that in her uses of daubs of paint.
Right. Well, this show is at Maud Kearns. It runs through March 22nd. This has been Viz City. I'm Terry Way.
And I'm Sandy Brown Jensen.